Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you blessed to be here this morning? You should be very blessed. And we should be even blessed more. We would be blessed even more if we understood really what God is doing with us this morning. God is making a major claim over you people and the whole nation here. The prophets of old would have desired to be sitting in this meeting. They have desired to be part of Christ. And especially of the last time, the end of the story, and you are part of it now. So you are very privileged people. Let's pray.
Father, I come before you this moment.
And I bring before you all these people, including myself. I pray, Lord, that you would be flowing.
Hallelujah.
I pray you would be touching the hearts. Hallelujah. Delivering the people.
Yes, oh Lord.
Oh my God. And establishing them in the kingdom of God.
Lord,
I pray for anointing as I speak. I pray for Brother Raymer that he would be anointed as he translates. And I pray, Lord, that you would anoint the ears to hear and the hearts to understand. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You see here, standing me, I'm not alone here. There's my wife here, my four children. I'm bringing greetings from the church in Czech Republic as well.
Hallelujah.
And by the way, you are not here alone too. There's a heavenly host gathered here. If you could see in the spirit, we will see here gathered many brethren and many prophets of all. So you should feel very serious about this moment, because God has a major interest in you.
Amen.
I'm a simple man, so my
message will be simple.
How do you see this? Is it better if I bring it here? Will you see it better? Is it better? So I'll just tell you three little things. And they're not really little, but they are short. Yes, they are not.
We are short.
You are short people, but you are not small people. So the first part, which I want to tell you, is be like God. Or maybe, in other words, you can be like God. The second thing I want to tell you is regain your dominion. Regain, gain again your dominion.
Inyo kayong pagkuha o ng inyong pagdumala o dominion. Ang inyong
in Genesis, God spoke to Adam. He said, "Have dominion over the
earth."
And number three, you will like this one. Eat well. Okay, eat well. Do you like it? And it goes together. And let him strive or starve to death. I will go there. I will explain.
Eat well and let him start to death.
All right. So three other things. Amen.
Mauni ang talaga mga buta na yung pagkisbutan karon.
Amen. I need some interpretation, right? You need some explanation.
Nagtalaga mo nga kinahanglan pa nga ipasabot kaninyo.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's open our Bibles.
Ato pag-abrihan ang ato mga Biblia.
By the way, can I see your Bible? I want everybody who's got a Bible, I want to sit up. I see here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, good. I see somebody who's there. Alright. And you've got a New Testament there. You've got an Old Testament there in your Bible. Okay, that's very good. And now there's one more thing I want to see. I want to see your notebooks, or paper and pen. Who's got pen and paper? Show me. Whatever you have. Good, good, good. Praise the Lord. All right. So, I didn't see everybody bringing your Bible. And I hope I will explain to you this morning. Sorry?
Translator.
Nakita niya nga, walay Biblia ang uban. Ang uban po, walay notebook. Walay bulletin. Kaya, nandito nga siya na pasabot ko yung katakamong bayo.
It is extremely dangerous thing for a Christian.
Kaya ko sa man ka makuyaw na buhay ang magkipang hitabo sa inyong pinagawin, ikaw ang Kristo ka nun.
Not to have Bible and not to read it.
Kung labi na ako lang kay Biblia, o kung na kay Biblia, yan po din po din mo masahol, kuyaw yun ang mga kapulim.
You need to know your Bible. You need to study it. Amen. And you need to use it. And also, I want you to start bringing your little papers and notebooks to church. And as the word is brought, you write it down. And at home, you go back to the Word and you study it. Amen? So, who is going to bring his Bible and notebook to the church next time? I want to see your hands. Who is going to bring your Bible and notebook to the church next time? So, if you do not have Bible and you cannot get one, talk to the elders and we will see how to help you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen? Alright, so let's open our Bible. And yesterday, if I understand well, one of the key scriptures was in Genesis 1:26. Amen. And it goes, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God said two things, right? He wants to make the man in his image and into his likeness. What does it mean, the image of God? Image is like picture, isn't it? Image on the wall. So it means he created man in this way to look like God. We have hands, we have feet, legs, head, heart. So God, if you look in your Bible, he's got also heart, hands, feet, head, eyes, ears. So from the natural point of view, we are bearing the image of God. But that's not enough. Because from outside, we are like God, we are having this image. But from the inside, are we like God? Do you think like God? Is every thought of yours like God? If every of your thought is like God, if your heart is like God, if you are behaving like God, I sit down and you come preach. So we know we are not there yet. Because God said that he was to create man into his likeness as well. But if you go to the next scripture, 27, it says that he created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So God said, let's create man into image and likeness. And then he created man only in image. Why didn't he create man also in God's likeness? Because he cannot create it immediately. God needed 7,000 years. If you have any questions, write them down and then you can ask. There is 6,000 years to go is Genesis. 6,000 years to go. So after the 6,000 years, God will finish the creation of man.
Uman sa unong kalibo katuig, nahuman po niya ang pagbuhat sa tao.
And today, or now,
sa pagkakaroon,
in these days, it is the last days where God is going to finish the second part of man. And he is going to create him in his likeness. So he is going to change us from inside.
Hallelujah.
So not only when we look at us to be like God, but we will think, we will behave, and we will be doing things as if God was in us in fullness.
Hallelujah.
You know, the churches, they don't believe it. The churches, they don't believe it. Go and tell the church, I can be like God. They will say it's impossible. They say you're proud. You know, when I got saved, I was in the church, and the church just gave me this get baptized in the Holy Ghost
message.
And I said, what is there? What else can I achieve? And the Lord says, and the church said, that's it, over, finished, done.
Okay.
Amen? And it was like a ceiling over my head. And I was growing. And the church doctrine said, stop here, you cannot grow more. So to be able to grow more, I had to break out from the church. Can you say amen? Amen. The church, they say the only thing now you do is go and preach the gospel to everybody
else.
But what do I do with the thing which is in me? What do I do with the sin? What do I do with my thoughts? What do I do with my anger? What do I do with my feeling lonely? What do I do with my greed? What do I do with my lust? There's no answer. But God says He is creating man to be like God in His likeness. Hallelujah. So you need to break loose from this doctrine of you have to be the same. Jesus and the Lord say, be ye holy as I am holy. Amen. Do you think God asks you something which is impossible? He will not ask you something which is impossible. Because in every word He gives you provision to be able to fulfill what He wants from you. Hallelujah. So, God says, be holy as I am holy, you can be holy and perfect. Hallelujah. Who wants to break loose from every sin, from every thought, and he wants to be fully delivered and be holy like God? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The good news, brethren, is it is possible. You do not need to die to get into heaven. We have heard it yesterday, haven't we? Amen. You can walk upon this earth and be holy as He is holy. And that's the gospel, that's the good news. Hallelujah. You can rejoice, and that's the good news. You can be delivered from your troubles. Is there anybody who has any trouble, something you need to be delivered of? Huh? I want to see your hands. Yes. What is it? Is it greed? Is it lust? Is it bad thoughts? Is it pride? Is it fear? Is it anger? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God wants to set you free.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. So don't let anybody to tell you anything less. Be like God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not moving away from the Genesis. And here it says, by the way, it says He created them male and female. This is the view in the natural that we are male and female. But in fullness, when we are like God, there is no difference between man and woman. You know that? Amen? It says, what does it say? Can you help me? Where is the scripture which says that? You need to help me. I will help you to help me. In Christ, there is. Good scripture, but I mean different. In Christ, there is no. There's no male and female. There's no Greek, no Jew. No
master,
no slave. Amen. Let's look there. I see you looking at me with a question mark. So let's find it. Galatians 3. Where is it? Galatians 3 was?
48.
27.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. 3:28.
Walay Hudiyo ni Kristiyanhon. Walay ulipon ni gawas. Walay lalaki o babae. Kay kamuntanan na usala.
Amen.
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 We are one. Usala kita. Dia kong Kristo.
So this is the thing, that in the fullness of creation, there will be no male, no female. Amen. And there is no Filipino, no Jew, and no Czech. And there is no boss. Amen. No slave. So all of this are equal, and we are all in one, which is Christ. Hallelujah. So God is going to change us from what we are into Christ. And this is our hope. Amen. So let's move to one more scripture. Back in Genesis. And he says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Hallelujah.
Ang Diyos ay nagbuhat sa tao kasama sa iyang nagway o mawkini sila ang magmando sa tanan na dibuhat sa Diyos din sa yuta.
You know, the church will tell you that you need to become fishermen. They will tell you you need to have cattle. You need to have cattle and sheep and all this. But the earth, God wants to have dominion over, is your own soul. Amen? So, if you have your... Do we have some notebooks here?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to distribute it now? I don't want to get disturbance, so I'll give you a few seconds if you can quickly distribute. Who is missing notebook? You can get there, I believe. Get your notebooks and pens if you need. Yes, good, good. One more here. So everybody's good notebook. I'm here. Praise the Lord. And then you can share, and then you can copy from one another, okay? So who notebook can copy from his brother later. Okay, so the notebooks are distributed. We can sit down. Let's sit down now and we can continue.
Okay.
So God said, we need to have dominion over our soul. Amen. So what are the creatures which are living in our soul? What is it? Can you give me an example, anybody? What is the creature? Hatred?
Bitterness?
Anything else?
Lust of the flesh?
Anything else?
Greed?
Hunger?
Anger?
Okay.
So all the things are actually the things which are all the animals creeping in the earth. Hallelujah. And the Lord, and listen to this, He gave you dominion over them. He gave you power over your earth. He gave you power over your soul.
Yes.
He gave you power over your mind. You can tell your mind what to think and what not to think. And devil had no right to be on the earth and do anything on the earth. The devil had no right.
Amen.
But there's one thing the devil can do. The devil can come and deceive you by lie. He cannot take away from you anything. It's a good news. He cannot get by force anything from you. Only if you give it to him by free will, if you give it to him. Amen. And he knows the principle. If you submit to the devil, you submitted the authority you have to him. Hallelujah. So this is what he did in the garden. Do you know what happened? Who knows what happened in the garden with Eve and the snake? The serpent. I don't see your hand. Who knows the story about Eve and the serpent? I don't see my hands. Okay, so let's read it. Amen. Let's read it. We need to know the story. Where are we? We are still in Genesis. We're in chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made.
Karon ang bitin malalamon labi pa kay sa natanan ng mga mananap sa kapatagan ng gibuhat ni Jehova na Dios og nag-ingon siya sa babae.
And he said unto the woman, yeah, and God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
Tigay, nag-ingon ang Dios, dili kamo magkaon sa tanan ng mga kahoy sa tanama.
So he is giving the doubt into Eve's mind.
Mona, gihatagan ka, alakit ka maayo kayo sa serpent.
There's this tree, right, with a nice fruit. Amen. And there's this serpent. And he's talking to Eve. Amen. There's many other trees around in the garden. And the Lord says, you can eat from all the trees. But don't eat from this tree. And the serpent tells Eve and says, Did God say you cannot eat anything good? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die.
Apan sa mga bunga sa kahoy nga anaa sa taliwala sa tanaman, miingon ang Diyos, dili kamo magkaon ni ana, bisan maghikap ni ana, aron kamo dili mamatay.
So God gives us a command and says, thou shalt not eat of this tree.
Kung sa gimanduan kayo tayo kita sa Diyos, na dili kayo magkaon niya sa prutas na sa taliwala.
If you eat of the tree, you will die.
Eh kung magkaon ka sa bunga ni rin kahoy na taliwala sa tanaman, mamatay ka kayo.
But the devil comes and says, really?
Pero ni Edto ang demonyo niya, mama!
He says, you will not die. It's actually nice. It's good. You need to try it. It will make you wise. There is an experience you are missing. And God says, don't. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Kaya panuman sa Dios, masada mo kamo mukaon niini, mga buka ang inyong mga mata, o mahimo kamo kasama sa Dios, na manghipano sa maayo ug sa daotan.
Amen. So the devil is deceiving you in the same way he was deceiving Eve. God tells you what you should and shouldn't do. And the devil says, no, don't worry. It will not happen to you. Anything wrong, it will be a no problem. And what happened next? And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
Ug nga ang kahoy tapos tinguwaon aron makahimong makinaatmanon sa tao, mikuha siya sa bunga niini ug mikaon ug giatagro sa niya ang iyang bana kauban niya ug mikaon sila duha.
So they did disobey God and they obeyed the serpent, the devil.
One problema sa tao kay dito nagsugod na sila sa pagsupak sa mabugon sa Dios ug mibuyo na siya.
So what happened next? And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
Og nagabuka ang ilang mata niana nilang duha, og sila nagdibalog na sila mga hubo, og nagtahi sila sa mga dahon sa nigira, og nagbuhat og mga tapis alang sa ilang kaugalingon.
Amen. So the next scripture tells us, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
And
they were afraid. They were afraid to hear the voice of God.
Dito na sa nakasumpak na sila sa sundo sa Diyos, nahatlok na sila sa tingog sa Diyos.
Because what happened is, the relationship Adam and Eve had,
ang nahitabo sa relasyon ni Adam and Eve,
The relationship they had with God, the authority and dominion they had, when they obeyed the serpent and disobeyed God, all the dominion was given to the serpent.
Hallelujah.
The authority and the ability they had in the Lord, they had no more. And it was given to the serpent. From that moment, it is the devil who has authority and is the king of this earth. Hallelujah. Amen. So from this time, the mistake happened that now when you walk in the earth, it's not governed by God, it's not governed by people, it's governed by the devil. So it's a bad news. It's a bad news, isn't it? Don't you regret that Adam and Eve disobeyed? Do you see the influence and do you see what happened to us and to the earth when they disobeyed God and obeyed the serpent? How do you think Adam and Eve had the power to control the whole garden? You know, they didn't have a big tractor. How do you think they were gardening the whole earth? By word. They were able to speak. They were able to command all the animals. Look at the memory. Adam not only remembered, but he gave name to every animal. Amen. Is there anybody who can learn the name of every animal? No. No way. But Adam was not only remembering, but he gave the names. But from this moment, when they obeyed the Savior, they were first and they had to leave the place of authority.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it said, so the Lord cursed the devil first, but I will go to the woman, 16. And to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be for thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Paginoon siya sa babae, pagkadaghanan ko sa hilabihan kayo, ang imong mga kasakit o ang imong mga pagpanangkol. O sa may kasakit, ikaw magkapanganak o sa o mga anak, o ang imong tiguha mao ang pagpangandoy sa imong bana, o siya magkabuhot kanimo.
It was not like this from the beginning. There was no pain. There was no sorrow. And there was nothing like one man ruling over another man or woman. Amen.
Amen.
And this is the original
plan for you.
O mapa na ang original ngayon ng plano sa Diyos para kanato.
God wants that there will be no pain, no sorrow, and no rulership one over another.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at Adam. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.
O mingon siya ng Adam, tungod kay gipatalinghugan mo ang tingog sa imong asawa, og nagkaong ka sa kahoy, nagisugong pa nimo sa pag-ingon, dili ka magkaong niini, tinunglo ang yuta, tungod ka nimo, pinaagi sa kahago, magkaong kagikan niini, og sa tanang mga adlaw sa imong kinabuhi.
Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
Amen. Ikaw, magapaturok sa kanimo, kini magapaturok sa kanimo, o mga sampini, o mga japa, o magataong ka sa mga hinamon sa kapatagan, sa singot sa imong naong, magkakaon ikaw sa tinapay, hantod na mupakuli ka sa yuta, tungod kay gikan niini ikuha ikaw, kay abog ka, o sa abog ikaw mupakuli.
So the original plan was not for us to be redeeming the bread in sweat.
Ang original ngayon ay plano sa Diyos, dili kayo ngayon kita magantos sa mga kawang pinagi sa tulog sa itong mga singot.
All the business, all the hardships, the thorns, are a result of disobedience to God. Amen.
Amen.
So, because of submitting to the devil, we are handing over the authority we were given to have dominion to him. But God says, regain your dominion. Get it back.
Amen.
Jesus said he was given the power. Amen. And not only that, but he says, I have given you the power. Do you know he has given the power to his children, to his sons? Do you know that you are supposed to have the power over and dominion over this earth? Do you know you are supposed to have the power to command the devils and they would be? Hallelujah. To command that God would give healing to bodies. To lay hands on sick and they shall be healed. Hallelujah. Do you know that you should have a power to speak word to somebody's soul and the soul will be redeemed? The power has been given to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And you can be asking in all honesty, do I walk in the power? If you don't walk in the power, I can tell you why. Because we are doing the same mistake as Adam and Eve did in the garden. The Lord tells us what to do.
And then the serpent comes to lie to us. And in the moment when we obey the serpent, when we look where we shouldn't look, when we think what we shouldn't think, say what we should say, or don't do what we should have been doing, in that moment, we are giving the power to the devil. With all the consequences of sorrow, pain, thorns, troubles, and no dominion and no power.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
And no future, and no presence with God, no relationship with Him.
Hallelujah.
But God says, it is in your hands to stop the devil from destroying you and robbing you of the dominion you should have over your life and over this earth. So one thing is, regain your dominion. It's Brother Mark. Are we James or is it Peter? I know I didn't check. Resist the devil, submit to God. Yes. James 3, isn't it? Let's look at James 3.
Four,
is it 4?
Four?
Four, okay, 4. Submit yourself
therefore to God.
Resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Amen. So the solution is, submit yourself to God first. You cannot resist the devil before you submit to God. So Lord wants you to go back to Him and say, Lord, I submit to you, I'm sorry for my sins. From now on, I will obey you and I will learn to obey you. Teach me to walk with you. I want to have the dominion back. The next step is resist the devil. He is not coming to us anymore in the form of serpent.
Right.
How is he coming to us? How is the devil coming? What does he look like? Tell me.
Look like angel?
Angel, sometimes, yes. But what is the devil? How is he coming? Wolves and sheep clothing.
Right, amen.
So he's trying to say he's the nice guy.
Come on.
He is speaking. Hallelujah. He's coming. Sometimes he's in the quoting Bible.
Oh, come
on. Amen. He is a religious spirit. He is coming as a sin. I'm hasty. You need to try me. But the Lord says, Sabita God resists the devil.
Hallelujah.
What happens when he resists the devil? What happens? He will free from you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He will free from you, brethren.
He
will not walk away from you.
Amen.
He will be gone, he will flee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And you will have the power and the dominion over your soul. No devil will tell you what to do. You will not have a sorrow on the earth. But you will have the peace, the joy, and the fruit of the Spirit. Amen? So, how was it with Jesus when he was talking to the devil? What did he say? He submitted to God. He resisted the devil. He says, it's written. So he said, it's written. And what happened next to the devil? The devil has left Jesus. He tried it three times. He seen Jesus submitting to God, resisting him, and he left him. Hallelujah. So submit to God, resist the devil, and he will leave him. Regain your dominion.
Amen.
James 4:8 is your scripture.
James 4:8.
4:7. So, I said that Jesus said, it is written.
On Jesus,
how did he know it's written? What was he quoting? The Old Testament, the Bible, the Scripture, the Old Book. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, in order to be able to quote the Bible, you need to have your Bible and know your Bible.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Do you know what happens if you don't eat? Tell me. What happens if you don't eat? First, you get hungry. If you don't eat longer, you get more hungry. And if you don't eat for a long time, you aren't hungry anymore.
Or you die.
You are dead. If you don't eat for a long time, you are not hungry anymore, you are dead. Amen? Do not try it. It works. Amen? So, if you don't eat, you die of starvation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But God says, I believe it's in Matthew 4. Matthew 4. And Luke also capitolo 4. Matthew 4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So it's not enough if you eat your bread or fish or chicken or whatever, rice, whatever. You would still be hungry, more hungry, and then die. If you eat only the natural food, your natural body will be alive, but your spiritual being would starve and die. Do you know, is anybody born again? Who's born again? Some of you, everybody, who is not born again, you need to get born again. Hallelujah. You need to get born again, because if you are not born again and you die, you end up in hell. But if you are born again, you can also become dead again. Did you know that? You can be born again and you can die again. Hallelujah. Oh yes. You know, the church tells you once you are born you can do whatever you want with your life and you go to heaven anyway. It's a lie. Amen. God says, if you are saved, you with fear and trembling work out your salvation. So here it says, if you don't eat properly, and that's speaking about the spiritual feeding of the Word of God, you will spiritually starve, you will be weak, and eventually you can die. So, eat well is Matthew 4:4. Okay? So, eat well. Remember, capitolo 4. Where has God created the principle of food and eating? Back in Genesis. Genesis 1,
capítulo 1,
29.
Versículo 29.
And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for me."
Pagmingon ng Diyos, tanawa, gihatagan ko kamo sa tanan niya balili, na nagahatag bini, na naa sa ibabaw sa naong sa tibok ngayon ba, o sa tanan niya kahoy, na may bunga sa kahoy, na nagahatag o bini. Aron, alam na ninyo, kini, mahimong kalan mo.
Hallelujah. So God has created the principle of feeding yourself.
Ang Diyos ngayon nagmugna sa mga paagi aron sa pagkatiman sa pagpakaon sa itong kaugalingon.
It is first and natural.
Una, mga pagkaon na natural.
And second and spiritual.
Ang ikaduha, mga pagkaon na espirituhanon.
The natural God has given to you only as a picture to the spiritual.
Ang ipadayag sa primero mga katong naglarawan sa ikaduha ng mga pagkaon sa...
My daughter,
ang iyang anak na babae,
she was not really diligent in reading her Bible.
Ugihan din siya mo basa sa iyong Biblia.
Did you read your Bible, honey?
Yan, pangamanon. Nabasa ba ka sa iyong Biblia?
Not today.
Ah, himasa yung anak. Hindi sa karon.
Did you read yesterday?
Nagbasa ba ka kahapon?
No, well, actually, I was busy at school or something else. And I was scared.
Yeah.
I said, "You can die. I want you to die." So I said, "You will not eat now the natural food." I said, "You have no breakfast." She was not happy. She's coming there, it's 10 o'clock. She says, "Can I eat?" And she goes, "You're not eating."
Oops, I start to
cook. And she says, "I'm hungry. I cannot work in school." I'm sorry, you're not eating. The lunch comes. Not having a lunch. Then mommy starts to be concerned. Then can we find another way? And you know, daddy's our daddy. So I said, "You're not eating."
Oops. I was up a girl.
And she says, "How long am I not eating?" And I said, "Well, till you understand how your body feels, and you haven't really eaten only 2 meals. She got dinner. She was only 6 years old anyway. So she got her dinner. And I said, "How did you feel?" How did you feel? And you only skip half the day of food. There's no harm to skip half a day of food. But she said, I was hungry, I didn't feel good at all. And I said, "Don't ever do it again to your soul that you will not feel it properly." Hallelujah. So, brethren, eat well.
Amen.
yourself regularly.
Maganda ang imong lawas sa matag panahon.
With good word of God.
Amen. Mga maayong pulong sa Dios.
Be careful what books you read.
Pero pagdating sa mga kumasang mga libro ay ang basahon.
Be careful what you're listening to.
Pagdating sa mga bahin sa pagpatawing hook sa mga puno.
It could be good reading with a little poison in it.
Ay basi, maayong basahon pero makahilo diyan.
Little religious or church or doctrinal poison.
Lord, basi.
Hallelujah.
Mga hilo kini sa doktrina, hilo sa
how do you feel if you eat something which was bad food? Amen. You can get sick. In the worst case, you can die. Poison yourself with food.
That's right.
Amen. 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 So, be careful not only to eat well, that you eat often the Word of God. But feed quality teachings. Amen.
Amen.
So you need to eat well to have the scripture in you. It will save your soul. And it will help you to resist the devil.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to the next scripture. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is a life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so.
O satanan nga mananap sa yuta, o satanang langgam sa kalangitan, o satanang butang na nagkamang sa ibabaw sa yuta, nga dunay kinabuhi, gihatag ko ang tanan nga balili, nga lunhaw aron ilang kanhon.
So, it's not only us who have the problem that we need to eat, otherwise we die off. It's also all the things in your soul. Hallelujah. If they don't eat, they will be weak, and eventually they will die. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know what is beautiful? You are the ones who can feed them or stop feeding them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If there is anger, the animal of anger, spirit of anger, the creature of anger, you can stop feeding it. You say anger, you get no food today. Hallelujah. I will not submit to you. I rebuke you by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And anger is a trouble. Is getting no food. It tries the next day. And again anger rises. And you say, anger, you're not eating today either.
And the anger gets weaker and weaker and weaker. And eventually, it dies off. The same with lust. The same with fear. Don't feed your fear. If you give no food, maluya, maluya, maluya.
Maluya.
Genesis 3,
Genesis, capítulo 3,
14.
14.
Amen. 14. And the Lord God has said unto the serpent.
3:14. Okay. Oh, Jehová, Dios, nagigong sabitin.
Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Tungod kay ikaw nagbuhat niini, tinugol ikaw labi pa kay sa tanan ng mga kayupan ug labaw kay sa tanan ng mga mananap sa kapatagan sa imong tiyan magatumang ka ug magataon ikaw sa abot sa tanan ng mga adlaw sa imong kinabuhi.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Are you experienced with biology?
Sinati ba kuno ka mo ang biology?
Can you tell me whether the serpent is eating dust?
Nasaan ba ka mo nga ang mong halas? Mukha ang magagog.
Is there any serpent which is feeding upon dust of the earth? No. Serpent is not eating the dust, is it? So what do we do? What is the understanding? Is the Bible wrong? Maybe God didn't know biology. Yeah, God created biology. He's giving us message. He said the devil from that time on will be eating the dust. What is the dust? What is the dust? 17.
Yeah, sa versículo 17.
19. Sorry, 19.
Ana, 19.
For dust thou art.
Tumod kay apo man ikaw gikan.
You are the dust.
Kita mo ay gikan na ko, kita mo yato.
You are the food for the devil.
Kita mo ay pagkaon sa mga.
He has nowhere else to get energy. Nowhere else to get power. Only if he can eat you. So God gave into your hands the power over devils.
Hallelujah.
You can stop feeding the devil and starve him to death. And then you eat well and let him starve to death. Hallelujah. Amen. In the New Testament, it's speaking about the hungry devil who is trying to eat you. What is the scripture? What is it?
James,
huh?
James.
Roaring lion.
Peter.
First Peter 5. What?
5:9.
1 Peter 5:8.
Hallelujah.
So it's speaking about the roaring lion who is walking around. He's very hungry because he has no other food, only the dust, only you. And he can decide upon his diet whether you will become his lunch today by submitting to the devil, giving him your strength, authority, and dominion, or whether you keep your power, authority, and dominion, health, and vitality in the Christ, and let him starve. Hallelujah. God has given you the keys and the power and the authority. Amen. You are the one who can cast the devil out of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, here in Genesis, it is one and half scriptures. God is teaching us that we be like God. According to the likeness.
First Peter 1:16.
Be holy as I'm holy.
Quoted from the Leviticus.
So be holy as I'm holy. Regain your dominion, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Not by bread alone, man is alive. Eat well. And 1 Peter 5:8, let him start dead. Don't feed the lions. Don't feed the serpent. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.